insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ لَوْلَا يُكَلِّمُنَا اللَّهُ أَوْ تَأْتِينَا آيَةٌ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ تشابهت قلوبهم قد بينا الآيات لقوم يوقنون إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم.
We discussed verse 118, but I would have to briefly summarize it in order to understand verse 119. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after having talked about the Christians and Jews, and amongst those verses, he mentioned something that was not said by the Christians and the Jews or the people of the book, but actually by the pagans, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interestingly referred to as the people who do not know, because they don't have knowledge of the divine guidance at all. They made a claim saying that, or they asked for things. They said, why doesn't God speak to us, and why doesn't a sign come to us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the same thing that the Jews had said before, that why doesn't God speak to us? Or they even asked above that, why can't we see God? We need to see God to believe in Him. After mentioning that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is not the case that we have not sent a sign. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ We have certainly made the signs clear for a people who have certainty. In other words, the signs are there. The signs are there, and they do have the strength to cause certainty for people who have their eyes open to truth. If you remember, in one of the first or the beginning verses of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the kuffar, whether you tell them or you try to guide them or not, they are not going to be or become believers. Their eyes, their ears, and their hearts have been shut. There's a curtain before their eyes, and they cannot see the truth. And we talked about the divine guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, and He says that He guides some, and He emphasizes that He misguides some, and we explained that in previous sessions. Basically, people are capable of blinding themselves. They blind themselves. We can either make our sight in seeing the realities and the truths in this universe, about seeing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can either open our eyes and our hearts more and more so we can see more of that and get deeper in that understanding, or we can reject it and cause ourselves to be short-sighted and not see what the reality behind things is. And what would be signs for everyone to accept, we will start to deny. And that's what the verse is referring to, that we have sent the signs, but not for everybody. In other words, people have blinded themselves. But the people who have not blinded themselves, لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ, the people who have certainty, who will have certainty, are going to be seeing those signs. Verse 119 is the continuation of that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verifies and announces and declares very clearly that don't worry about anything, that inna arsalnaka bil haqqi bashiran wa nadhira. Indeed, we have sent you with the truth as a bearer of good news and as a warner. You're God's messenger. They don't need to accept it. Whether they accept it or not, you are a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In some of the other verses, we have similar statements, but with such pretext or sentences or phrases as the following, that kafa billahi shahidan. It's enough that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witnesses that and testifies to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't worry about that. You are a messenger of God with the truth. The truth has been given to you. And you are a bearer of good news, bashiran, wa nadhira, and a warner. You warn that if you do such and such, you will end up in hell fire. But, wala tus'alu an ashabil jahim. You don't need to worry about the people who are rejecting all the signs and they're not accepting it. Don't worry about them. One of the things that we read in history and also the verses of the Holy Quran certify is that the Holy Prophet is the Prophet of mercy, and he was always worried about the guidance of others. He loved God's creation and he wanted mankind to be guided. He had love for that. He had so much love for that, he went through all the hardship. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look, we didn't reveal the verses to you so that you would go under hardship. Don't worry about it too much. We have so many of these verses, and this is another one of those. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you with truth, even though they don't want to accept it. You are sent with the truth. And you are responsible for giving people good news and telling them that if you do good, you're going to be rewarded in the hereafter. And also, you do have the responsibility of warning others, and the result of that should be the guidance of people. But don't worry about those who reject. You're not responsible for those who are rejecting in the way they are. And that is put in these words in this verse, that وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ, and you will not be questioned concerning the inmates of hell. In other words, you're not responsible for them. They have already made their choices, too many of them, in the wrong direction. Now that the guidance is coming to them, they're not accepting it. We explained this before, that there's a very clear verse in the Holy Quran that says, ثُمَّ كَانَ عَقِبَةَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُ السُّوءَ أَنْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, that the result of those who did bad deeds is going to be that they reject the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is exactly what is being talked about here, that the people that have done wrong knowingly, we explained that certain things are known by all. You don't need to have revelation to understand and realize that killing people is wrong, harming people is wrong, stealing is wrong, lying is wrong. These are all things that everyone, regardless of their religion, are going to understand. And those who go against these facts of human nature, they are rejecting that guidance, because that which is put in their nature is the original guidance that we call the fitrah, according to the Holy Quran. That fitrah is already guidance. They understand these things. They go against it, they blind themselves to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will be denying and rejecting the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is what is mentioned in these two verses. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are already inmates of hell. They've already made their choices. Not that they cannot change. The possibility is there. Don't let that be a question in your mind. It's not denying the possibility, but it's just giving news of the future, that these people, with all that they've done, they will never choose to do the right thing because of their own actions and what they've done to themselves.
وقال الذين لا يعلمون لولا يكلمنا الله أو تأتينا آية كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قولهم تشابهت قلوبهم قد بينا الآيات لقوم يوقنون إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم.
We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from such misguidance and keep us away from blinding ourselves so that we can see the true signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and deepen more and more in that as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya sattar al-uyubi, ya ghaffar al-dhunubi, ya sattar al-uyubi, ya ghaffar al-dhunubi, ya allam al-ghuyubi, ya kashaf al-kurubi, ya dafi' al-khutubi, ya jabir al-ma'tufi, ya man huwa mandubi, fa'afuka matlubi,
ya dafi' al-khutubi, ya jabir al-ma'tufi, ya man huwa mandubi, fa'afuka matlubi,
ya ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا